Job 18. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, "How long will you hunt for words? Consider, and afterwards we will speak. Why are we counted as animals which have become unclean in your sight?" Well, just because Job disagrees with their idea that you suffer because you sin, therefore, Job, you have sinned and are being punished, they say, "Oh, just because you don't agree with us, you think we're animals. You think we're unclean. You think you're better than us." No, that's manipulative to say that. You can never have dialogue with anybody if this is their attitude. If they think all the time that if you don't agree with me, then you're saying this, that, or the other about me. Not at all. You can disagree with somebody and have a different opinion without it meaning that you consider that they're an animal. So from all this sort of relationship and dialogue gone wrong, you can understand a bit about how and why relationships and dialogue goes wrong in this life. "You who tear yourself in your anger, shall the earth be forsaken for you, or shall the rock be removed out of its place? Yes, the light of the wicked shall be put out, the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tent, his lamp above him shall be put out. The steps of his strength shall be shortened, his own counsel shall cast him down, for he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he wanders into its mesh. A snare will take him by the heel, a trap will catch him, a noose is hidden for him in the ground, a trap for him in the way. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall chase him at his heels. His strength shall be famished, calamity shall be ready at his side, the members of his body shall be devoured, the firstborn of death shall devour his members. He shall be rooted out of his tent where he trusts, he shall be brought to the king of terrors. There shall dwell in his tent that which is none of his. Sulphur shall be scattered on his habitation." Oh, wow, he's just ranting, isn't he, this Bildad? All these things are going to happen to the wicked. And he's implying, well, Job, these are all the things that are going to happen to you, are happening to you, because you are so wicked. That's why your children have been killed. That's why everything's been taken from you. And there's a great eagerness in human beings to judge and condemn other people, and you see Bildad falling into it here absolutely big time. And I think it is that it makes you feel better about yourself to sort of condemn the wicked and say, "Oh, look how awful, how bad, how terrible," instead of looking at your own sins and considering that maybe that person whom you're condemning has not actually done what you consider they have done. Because only God can judge. Only God knows the full picture. And we are not to judge because we cannot judge. We don't have all the information available. Nor, of course, do we search the hearts. And so Bildad rants on and he says, "Such are the dwellings of the righteous. This is the place of him who doesn't know God." Implying that Job doesn't know God, but we do. But Job does know God. This is the whole point of how the book opens, that he is a just and upright man before God. And that's what God thought of him. And so people come to assume that, "Oh, you don't know God. You're not in relationship with God. You're not in the truth. You're just nothing because I consider that." And you see here judgment gone wrong. This Bildad is absolutely caught up with the glee, the fun, the sort of enjoyment of condemning another person. It's the tall poppy syndrome. You cut other people down to make yourself look taller. And we see that going on. As I say, in this ancient book, you see the same basic human nature and psychology going on as it does today.